Well, let's see how the challenge of presenting another good day works for you and works for all of us. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Michael's lurking about. He'll take your calls at 800-510-8255. Surely we can find a way to come up with a quickie quiz in this hour. A lot of people are focused on Elizabeth Taylor, who passed away yesterday at the age of 79.
Yeah,
a lot
sad.
Of sad people, iconically speaking. It becomes, the real thing here is it becomes a distraction for those who want to spend all their time thinking about Libya, thinking about what's going on in Japan, or whatever other horrible things. It's just this one horror after another. And I'm sitting here laughing because I'm just looking, Jennifer, at a new rule that has come down from the Federal Communications Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the FCC told broadcasters that they had to prove that they are talking to all advertisers about advertising on all formats in order to have their license renewed.
What?
Let me translate that for you. This is how, this country is becoming a socialistic paradise. And everybody's asleep still to it. I mean, I think some people have woken up to it with the anniversary of the passing of the Obamacare bill yesterday. Some people were yakking about that. But this new rule, this regulation, which doesn't have any, it has no connection to Congress, was not voted on. It's another one of these power grabs that we sit back and because we're not educated. And every time I've had dinner with different people this week, it's interesting. This has come back around to a focus on how really dumb we're becoming as a country. I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm saying as a country,
as a whole,
we
right.
are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best examples, and even explaining how to make this work, is beyond the pale. Here's this rule that says you must prove the radio stations that are carrying this program, all the radio stations, about 5,400 radio stations around the country, they have what the stations call a public file. And in the public file are usually letters from people who listen to the station, correspondence that has to do with connections to advertisers and listeners and all that stuff. Just basically, what is your connection to your public? And so in the public file now, this rule suggests that you have to prove or show how the sales force on the radio station has gone out to the community and solicited Hispanic advertisers or black advertisers or minority advertisers. Let's say you're running a format. This program. You're carrying this program. This program has absolutely no following among Hispanics. I'm talking about the hardcore Hispanic population, doesn't speak English. And yet, if you're carrying this program, you have to, in some way, shape, or form, show that, or if you have any English-speaking programs, you have to show that you've gone out and solicited people to advertise on this program, even if you know it has no value to them. Is there anything more stupid than anybody? First of all, it takes time. Radio station staffs have been cut because, let's face it, business isn't very good. So to add this without even thinking about the ramifications, I mean, how dull do you have to be? Or how little can you know about what it is that you're regulating if you expect all people of all formatic persuasions to go out and solicit advertising from everybody who's in the community? And if you don't, then you can be accused of being prejudiced, discriminating, and not get your license renewed. Is there anybody who even begins to understand how stupid?
It's kind of scary, not
that
just
is.
Stupid.
No, it's just more of the same stuff. It's, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath now.
Yeah, we need yoga breath, Dougie.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Elizabeth Taylor. Probably the most important thing for us to have a handle on today or to spend our time on is a review, if you will, a reflection, an interest in this lady. A lot of people think that she was the last star. You hear that whenever people talk about this. She was the last real movie
great star. Mm-hmm.
You agree with that?
No, I don't think she was the last great movie star, but I think she was this blend of not only celebrity movie star, but also just kind of a pop icon. which is rare.
Yeah, right. Everybody was interested in what she was doing with her life, on stage and off stage, if you will, or on camera and off camera. So this is really a very interesting and sad thing, in the fact that she was only 79.
Mm-hmm.
She's
been in really bad health, though, for a while,
right.
hasn't
but she's
she?
She's abused herself a lot during her life. Her eating wasn't great. She smoked too much. Interesting, I was looking at some of the stuff. I was actually watching The View yesterday, as I am wont to do from time to time, just to kind of have a little bit of fun. And on The View, there were a lot of people that were, you know, you could see the audience. You could tell from the sort of buzz in the audience, the way the audience felt about this. And I think we have a couple, Michael. Have you got those clips there from The View? Barbara Walters talks about Elizabeth Taylor, and then they deal with some of the issues in her life.
She really, I think, is like the last of the movie stars. She said that there had never been a time in her life when she wasn't famous. She was either famous for her films, she was famous for her divorces, for her men, for the jewelry, for everything. And she really lived a life. She had four children, 10 grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, seven ex-husbands. Richard Burton, the love of her life, she married him twice. She had a tracheotomy. She had a brain tumor. She died of heart congestion. We thought she was going to make it, her friends and people we were in touch with.
All right. It's always that always drives me nuts. Anyway, but Barbara Walters had some credibility because she interviewed Elizabeth Taylor. What I found interesting, if you didn't see the actual clips on television, was how Barbara Walters looked when she was interviewing Elizabeth Taylor in the two or three different segments that they had, Jennifer. She really looked it's almost startling.
Really?
Yeah.
Better or worse?
Well, just different. I don't know if it's either better or worse, but just different. Anyway, here Barbara Walters talks to Elizabeth Taylor in one of the interviews about all the fat jokes about her.
I hated it, and I hated all the fat jokes. I probably laughed as loud or louder than anyone. But they hurt. They hurt me a lot. And it was a kind of defiance that I think made me get even fatter. Like it's my business. It's my body.
Have you ever thought of what you wanted on your tombstone?
Here lies Liz. She lived. No, I don't like Liz. I hate that name. Here lies Elizabeth. She hated being called Liz. But she lived.
I think that was true. She did seem to live larger than life. I said yesterday I didn't know of any children. She was very good at keeping the children. She had four children. Was very good at keeping them out of the public spotlight. That's very interesting how that all works, don't you think?
Yeah, I like how she did that, actually. Yeah. As public as she was, she still had a private side, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. So was she the star of a lifetime? When people die like this, there always is that extra kind of, oh, my God, sort of thing. But our poll today at DougStephan.com asks you to tell us what your favorite Elizabeth Taylor movie was. A, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? B, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? C, Butterfield 8? D, National Velvet? E, Cleopatra? And do you have another one?
I better go see some Elizabeth Taylor movies. I don't think I've seen any of those.
You see, there's more age involved in this than anything else. I think that's really, I said something earlier about, I was talking about the Pan Am plane that went down over Lockerbie. The people who think we ought to go get Gaddafi, who understand that he was responsible for that, are older people who remember that incident. People your age who don't remember it, who may have learned about it in some historical
perspective. No, you know what's interesting about that?
What?
And I kind of must equate it to what the kids in this generation think about, oh my gosh. Who's our terrorist, our lead terrorist?
What are you talking about, Bin Laden?
Bin Laden.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Oh no, God. We all have those
memories. Oh, brain bubble. Anyway, but I kind of equated to that. When I was a kid, I remember being deathly afraid of Gaddafi because I'd hear a little bit on the news or I'd see a little bit. He's an ugly guy. He was very scary looking, and the news just, you know, they vilified him, and I was really afraid. You can ask my mom about it. She would tell you that he and Richard Ramirez terrorized my childhood a little bit.
All right, I want to call your mom now.
Let's call her and wake her up.
Yeah, let's wake her up. 800-510-8255. Thoughts on Elizabeth Taylor? There are a lot of women who are, frankly, her age, maybe a little bit younger, maybe in the next generation. She's a generation ahead of me. Mm-hmm. You're a generation behind me. Maybe there are people who grew up watching some of those films who might have been younger. For example, when she did any number of those movies that we have on our list, she was probably 15, 20 years older than some of the... She was referred to as an ingenue. I remember that.
Right.
But the roles that she played and what younger women thought about the characters she played, not about her, Cleopatra, the woman, Virginia Woolf. I mean, they were very different.
Wasn't she in Taming of the Shrew also?
Yep,
okay, I did see that. I liked her in that.
Yeah. She was very... She had it. She really did in all kinds of ways. 800-510-8255. So thoughts about Elizabeth Taylor pertinent to our conversation here. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Take 40% off the Alfani Red Collection. Designer dress shoes are $79.99 to $99.99. Dress shirts and ties now 40% off. And save 30 to 50% on sportswear. Plus, save an extra 20 or 15% with your savings pass. Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Going on now. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
When Daddy retired, he'd take over the whole college, you know? That was the way it was supposed to be.
Getting angry, baby, huh?
That was the way it was supposed to be. All very simple. And Daddy thought it was a good idea, too, for a while. Until he started watching for a couple of years.
Getting angry?
Until he watched for a couple of years and started thinking that maybe it wasn't such a good idea after all. That maybe Georgie boy didn't have the stuff. And maybe he didn't have it in him.
Stop it, Martha.
Like hell I will. You see, George didn't have much push. He wasn't particularly aggressive. In fact, he was sort of a flop. A great, big, fat flop.
Stop it, Martha.
It's pretty... pretty powerful. If you remember, if you've seen the movie. I didn't enjoy the movie, but it was something that you felt like you had to watch. You had to know about Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf to have any cultural connection at all. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What you need to do is put the good bacteria back into your body. If you have a loose stool, it's because you don't have enough of the good bacteria to help you digest the stuff that's going through your system.
When I saw this story about how the French are day-to-day healthier than we are.
When you pick your nose, if you've got dirt on the end of your fingernail...
Can we go back to the cow manure?
You're disgusting, but I love you.
Well, my disgustingness is my best feature.
Hi, it's 24 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Somebody just called and asked me to remember or remind everybody about the movie Giant with James Dean. She was very young there. We're talking about Elizabeth Taylor. If you go to DougSteffens.com, you can see the movie phone pick of her top 10 movies. And our poll today, the video actually of the day, has a tribute to made a few years ago. Actually, Michael, how long is that? That would be actually a good thing for us to, I think, lay on people a little bit. While Michael is discovering that, I have a 2020 quickie quiz for you. So the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
I'm ready. Got to warm it up, Dougie.
Yes, this is March 24th, 2011. Mm-hmm. On March 24th, 1989, an event took place that changed the face of this particular industry, changed the face of the discussion of this industry, and the reality of what we thought about this industry. What took place? The news quiz has to do with what was in the news on March 24th, 1989. What occurred that changed the way we looked at the business of this particular company and the way that we look at this particular product? 800-510-8255. Maybe it does require a little bit of either soul. If you got your morning newspaper, it's probably in there someplace, or you can look around for it, or maybe you just remember. It's something that stands out vividly, vividly in my mind. This day, what it meant, the people that were involved. It was a big day news-wise. March 24th, 1989. Something happened that, as I said, changed the face of lots of to-do, if you will, with this business, this industry, and our attitude toward the people in this industry. All right, so, Michael.
Yes.
Why don't we have a video of the day? Can we put that tribute to Elizabeth? All right, let's listen. This is at DougSteffens.com.
What can you say about a legend?
Paul Newman. Harry.
So much has been written. So much has already been said for so many years about Elizabeth Taylor. Is there anything left to say? Well, I think so. But one thing I am not going to talk about is the startling color of her eyes or her amazing beauty. What I am going to talk about is what she brings to the screen, her presence, her volatility, her sense of truth.
Cut the truth out of my brain. Is that what you want, Aunt Vi? Well, you can't. Not even God can change the truth that we were nothing but a pair of...
Doctor!
It's the truth!
See how she destroys us with her tongues or a hatchet. You've got to cut this hideous story out of her brain.
How much are you willing to pay for that, Aunt Vi?
That she was and is an extraordinarily gifted artist is a matter of record. She is a 5-time Oscar nominee and twice won the Academy Award for Best Actress.
Thank you, Madame.
On the screen, her very presence seemed to radiate charm. After her performance in National Velvet, it was inevitable that she would become a child star.
Everyone riding out there tomorrow will know more than I do. It's no use, Mike.
Do you think a race like this is won by luck?
No. By knowing the Pie can win and telling him so.
She practically grew up in front of the camera. Her life has not been an easy or a private one, but a series of tribulations, serious illnesses, senseless tragedy, and lost love. In the midst of our filming, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, she became a widow. Her beloved husband, showman Michael Todd, the victim of a plane crash. Yet she persevered, and acting was therapeutic. I was overwhelmed with her professionalism. She later said that playing Maggie the Cat saved her.
What is the victory of a cat on a hot tin roof?
Just stand on it, I guess. Long as she can.
She is a very intuitive actress. She knows her instrument and knows how to make it work. One thing for sure, she is not afraid to take chances in front of people. I find a lot of actors who reach the top, they become very protective of themselves and self-indulgent, but not Elizabeth. I was always staggered by her ferocity and how quickly she could tap into her emotions. It was a privilege to watch her.
Lean on me, baby.
She has a sense of immediacy that is irresistible on the screen, and she is a functioning voluptuary.
You've got a nice smell about you.
Her stunning looks often led the critics to overlook her powerful performances and underrate her acting ability. But she has won over her detractors with tenacity and dedication to her craft. She was always striving to push herself to the limit. Revisiting her work is revelatory. Every time you watch her films, you discover something new.
Hey, you're with me, kid, remember?
By choice. Only.
You're all alike, aren't you? Play tough.
I'm not like anyone. I'm me.
Not only is she a phenomenal actress, but she is also a generous human being and one who cherishes and works at her friendships.
Paul Newman, with a tribute to Elizabeth Taylor. There's more of it. If you want to see the whole thing, check out the video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Coming up on half past the hour on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vault, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Corrected.
After the hour now, Doug Steffen, the Good Day program. Richie's working on some technical marvel. You'll be amazed.
Yeah.
More than amazed. It'll be like it's the brave, brand new world of technology. Yet another step.
And you're a trailblazer, my friend.
Yeah, I certainly am. We're spending time talking about Elizabeth Taylor. There's a tribute to her in the video of the day. We didn't play all of it, but you can get the whole thing at the video of the day box at DougSteffen.com. Also, the movie phone pick of the top 10 movies in her life. Going to play a clip from her role as Cleopatra in a moment. First, though, the 2020 News Quiz question goes back to this date in 1989. It is March 24th, 2011. Take yourself back if you were around. If you weren't around, maybe you do a little quick research. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in this. I've asked for the event that day that changed the way we look at an industry, way we looked at a company. It just changed a lot of our focus. Jamie in Georgia, J in G. Hello, Jamie.
How you doing, man?
All right, you?
Yeah, that's you.
All right, so tell us what happened on this date in 1989.
I'm thinking that Enron deal.
No, it was not the Enron deal. It's interesting because Enron was closer to us than that in history, I think. Probably 10 years later, the Enron thing happened. But when you first presented yourself, I thought, wow. Then I remembered that this company changed its name. It was known by one thing in America, and then it changed its name.
What was that, MCI?
Nope.
Well, wait, one more.
Yeah, right, no. Good try, though, Jamie. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, Abby thinks that she has the idea. Go ahead.
Supertanker Exxon Valdez went ashore in Prince William Sound in Alaska.
Yes. Right.
Oh, wow.
The Exxon Valdez 987-foot supertanker with only one hull. They were making these tankers so cheaply, and because of that, 11 million gallons of oil, heavy, thick black crude oil spilled out onto the sea and on the beaches, messed up 500 miles of shoreline. It took thousands of workers 3 years to clean up the mess, and it cost, the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things about this, Abby, is that the Exxon Valdez has never paid one penny of the fines that were levied against it. The federal government levied fines against Exxon of $6 billion, including the costs of $2 billion the value of the 300,000 birds that were killed, the algae that were all killed, the sea otters that were killed, the damage to Alaska fishery activity, the local population, basically that whole area, every business went out of business, everybody who lived there moved. It decimated, ruined that part of the coast of Alaska. And these dirty SOBs have fought. They have spent $6 billion in legal fees since 1989 to keep from paying the $6 billion in fines. And so all of this stuff, the ruination, the mess, at least as much as we dislike BP, they stepped up to the plate and have paid at least some of the costs for the mess. Exxon paid nothing. And those of you who own stock in Exxon, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Anybody who has anything to do with that company ought to be ashamed of themselves. I remember two or three days after it took place, I had my Exxon card. The company was called Esso in America before that. It was called Exxon pretty much everywhere else, but it was Esso gasoline in our country. I took my credit card on the air and cut it up.
Did you really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And have never been into an Exxon station again. Actually, the Exxon stations in my neck of the woods are all closed. They sold them all so that they wouldn't be competing with Mobil, opened up more Mobil stations and sold some of the locations to the regional supplier called Gulf. And Gulf's deal is that they buy their gasoline that they sell from Exxon. So, I mean, all the gas you get now is the same. There's no difference. Mobil gas comes from the same place Shell's comes from. It's all a big ruse. The Shell sign that says, we have V-Power. What is this? Nonsense. There's no more. The gasoline you buy at the Shell pump is exactly the same gas you buy at the Mobil station, exactly the same gas you buy at the Hess station, exactly the same gas you buy at the discount. It's all the same stuff.
Right.
And if you're crazy enough to be spending extra money for premium like Jennifer, you got...
I don't need more because of you.
Well, thank
you. If I have a ping, I'm blaming you.
No pings. No, you won't have to worry about that. All right, so anyway, Abby, good job. Thank you. 800-510-8255, always the way to connect. I just off on this toot, all of the workers and all the time, Jennifer, and all of the damage and destruction, and these people, wouldn't stand. They just are just bad. They're just bad people. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're into kind of, this is a shovel day.
It's okay. Are you shoveling out?
I am shoveling against the tide today. I can feel it. I sense
I
it. I know
when
it.
When I sat down, I could tell.
Yeah, right.
It's okay. You're entitled.
Yeah. Well, I think to a point, Elizabeth Taylor died. It doesn't affect me. Her passing doesn't affect me like some other icons. When Elvis died, when I was a kid then, that really got to me. And there have been other. When Johnny Carson died, when Ed died, those things have affected me. But I can see how people... Well, I remember when there was a movie star named Jeff Chandler, who was a very good-looking guy, and I remember the day he died, my mother cried.
Oh.
He was like 54 years old. It was in the 60s, I think the early 60s. He'd been what they referred to as a matinee idol. You know, how a good-looking guy. I remember when she cried about that. I'm trying to remember other people like that when they died. I don't remember that there was anybody that more... I remember how upset I was when Roy Rogers had died. That was only a few years ago. And Gene Autry, you know, that kind of... I think those people more sort of told the story for me when Buffalo Bob Smith died from Howdy Doody.
Mm-hmm.
Just going through all these people.
It's weird how you don't meet them, but you still feel like...
Yeah, you feel a part of them.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly, you feel like
yeah.
You know them.
Well, in the case of Johnny and Ed, I did... I know. I mean, I knew Ed extraordinarily well. I didn't know Johnny well. I just knew him, hello, how are you, that kind of stuff. But, you know, you have, it's not that connection. It's just how close they are to you in real life. How you know what they're about from, or you think you know what they're about from what they have presented to you, either on the television screen or the movie theater screen. And that's the thing about Elizabeth Taylor. She played such vivacious characters, such emotional roles, from Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf with Burton to being in Cleopatra with Burton.
She was a diva, kind of.
Yeah, she was.
Right?
Michael, play the excerpt that we have there from Cleopatra.
That's how the Romans frightened the enemy, by stamping the elephant's feet.
Now, this is one man, followed by others. Caesar, I would say.
Would you? We must not disappoint the mighty Caesar. The Romans tell fabulous tales of my bath and handmaidens. And my morals.
Yeah. She'd been in the hospital for 6 weeks. Her four children were with her when she passed away yesterday. 79. Michael Wilding said, my mother was an extraordinary woman who lived life to the fullest. So is that with passion, humor, love, that sort of thing? Is that what happens to you when you live life to the fullest? You die early?
I don't know. That's
what
a good
does it
question.
Mean to live life to the fullest? I think you live your life to the fullest at this point. I think I do mine.
Yep, you have to take advantage of everything around you and enjoy all your opportunities because they don't come around more than once. Usually.
Some people would say, though, that included, there's a different definition for everybody. I think this is a good exercise for you to think a little about what it means to live life to the fullest. Does that mean partying? Does that mean drugs? Does that mean abusing yourself?
You know, I don't think that lets you go to bed with a smile on your face every day.
No.
I think if you can go to bed and wake up in the morning with a smile on your face, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Well, and then most of the time, I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
Maybe not today, but most of the time.
Some days.
Yeah. Some days I'm happy. Some days I'm sad. But we're inundated. The television shows yesterday, we were just about getting off the air when the announcement was made that she had passed. And so you look at the Today Show, for example, we're pretty much wall-to-wall, Elizabeth Taylor. And whether that's another example of overkill, I do think that there's a certain part of me that thinks, okay, this is overdoing it. And then I thought, the people who listen to this program, the people who are part of what we do every day, are very invested in Elizabeth Taylor, her legend, her life, the way that she affected people. This is a good exercise, I think. I think there's a cathartic business here. She got her start. This is actually a pretty good question as well. Maybe I'll hold this for the next hour because we ought to have a lot of questions about Elizabeth Taylor and then answers and then thoughts, feelings, if you will, interspersed with some of the outtakes of some of her movies. I'm looking at some of the comments I'm reading on Facebook, some of the comments from various people. Elton John says, we have just lost a Hollywood giant. More importantly, we have lost an incredible human being. Larry King says, Elizabeth Taylor was a great friend, a great star, and a gutsy woman. She was so special. You won't see the likes of her again. And let's see. I know Whoopi Goldberg was kind of all over this yesterday on The View. She was talking about her friend and all the encouragement that she gave her and how bawdy, B-A-W-D-Y, she was. Apparently she was very vulgar.
Huh.
Extraordinary.
I can see that, maybe.
Vulgar, yeah, right. So, listen, vulgarity has its place. Not here and not now.
No,
16
never.
Before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, certainly someone who does, he represents everything but vulgarity, joins us next with a pretty important story. That's on the Good Day program as we move along. Move.
Move.
Got that move along.
Find your magic at Macy's Hot List Sale. Suits for her, 50% off. Casual separates for her, 25 to 40% off. Men's polos, tees, shorts, and more, $14.99 to $49.99. Playwear and more for babies, 40% off. And find 20 to 50% home sale savings. Save an extra 15 or 10% with your Macy's Star Rewards card or savings pass. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com on any $99 purchase. Savings on regular and sale prices, exclusion supply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
I think I've influenced you a little bit. You've influenced me for sure.
You influence everyone every morning.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Listen to that. How about that, Richie? You got that? Are you in on that?
Yeah, huh? Kind of like, Ken, don't go too far.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
I didn't say how far.
But... Right. There you go.
All right. Sex and its effects on you in a moment after Richie updates us on his MetaFast program, his MetaFast diet. Actually, I think tomorrow... We have the lady from MetaFast on with us. Jennifer Christman will join us tomorrow in this hour to talk about the support, the help, the things that people like about MetaFast. All right, so Richie, come on, fess up. How have you done while you've been gone?
I cheated like crazy while I was gone.
Oh, absolutely.
But I will tell you some of the interesting things is when I ate my meals, I kind of stayed towards the healthier decisions. I didn't eat as much bread and carbs because I've learned to kind of stay away from some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got full quicker because I'm used to eating small meals every 3 hours now. So when I would sit down for a large lunch as we were walking through the park or something like that, I couldn't finish it all. So those are some of the effects just from me training myself how to eat. So while I did gain a pound and a half while I was away on vacation, because I did eat some cake and ice cream and stuff like that.
Oh, that's not so bad.
I didn't really do the bad things that I could have done because I've retrained my body how to eat.
Yep. All right, here's how you save $50 on the MetaFast diet. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com or call them at 800-506-4115. Take it from me. Calling them is better than going online because you actually get through to somebody. You talk it out, see what you can do. 800-506-4115. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken to save the money as you sign up for MetaFast. 800-506-4115. All right, what's this about sex today, Ken?
Yes, and my patients become so proud of themselves on MetaFast. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. I can't make this up. Sex can be a heart attack trigger for couch potatoes, Doug. Sudden bursts of moderate to intense physical activity, such as jogging or having sex, significantly increases the risk of having a heart attack, especially in people who do not get regular exercise.
All right, so get a lot of exercise, including having a lot of sex. Put them together. 51 after on Good Day.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com. Today.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Double egg.
I have, where are we, 30-plus, I'm going to do the little math here, Jennifer, 53 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're into technology, as this portion of the program is aimed, as most of the things we do on the air here, aimed at making your life a little bit better. Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, has a thought on the real reason AT&T wants to buy T-Mobile. You may have heard a lot about this week. I think it's like a $39 billion deal, if you can imagine
pocket
that kind
change.
Of dough. $39 billion. AT&T service is so bad, T-Mobile actually is quite good, so they put them together, maybe they get something. We'll get the explanation from Alex Goldfein on the Good Day program.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
You've probably heard by now that AT&T has acquired T-Mobile for $39 billion. This will create the largest wireless carrier in America and shrink the Big Four into the Big Three. And you've probably heard about the government approval challenges the deal faces. But you probably have not heard about why this deal may have come about. I believe it has a lot to do with AT&T losing its exclusive rights to the iPhone. Earlier this year, Verizon Wireless started to carry the iPhone, and overnight, AT&T lost what may have been the biggest competitive advantage in business. To make matters even more difficult for AT&T, customers are not happy with its network. Calls get dropped, texts are hard to send, especially in crowded cities. With this acquisition, AT&T tells its customers, "We're willing to spend a lot of money to improve our service. Stay with us." Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes online for free at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
All right. 21st century is upon us, well underway, so you ought not to be surprised to see new advancements finding the way into your common household items, more technology. But how do you find the ones that also save you money? Kendra Wright has more on how the maker of many household items is making sure you get the most of what you pay for, and then some.
You're probably always looking for products that make your family's life easier. To help folks looking to save both time and money, Procter & Gamble is reminding consumers to use the coupons distributed in the February 27th Have You Tried This Yet? Brand Saver. With more than $131 in savings on the campaign's featured inventive products that meet everyday needs, the Brand Saver offers great savings on innovative and indispensable brands like Tide, Puffs, Gillette, CoverGirl, and Charmin, just to name a few. Household shoppers routinely search for reliable, innovative products for themselves and their families. The brands associated with Have You Tried This Yet offer great benefits across multiple product categories, from oral care and beauty to home goods and diapers. These are necessary, highly functioning products the entire family will embrace. Don't miss out. The Have You Tried This Yet Brand Saver coupons expire on March 31st. For more, log on to pgtryit.com. That's Lifestyles from P&G.
Speaking of technology, there's a new idea. There's a new item on the market. Just actually came out in the last month or so. We started talking about it this week. It's for your eyes, an eye cream. Now, this is not unique in that there are lots of eye creams out there. This one is unique, however, because it's been developed in a laboratory by people who have worked on things that you've used and trusted before, like Night Skin that Jennifer's used. I use
it. Love it.
Tautinol, a skin product you put on in the daytime to protect your face from the ravages of the wind, the sun, that sort of thing. So with all of that, there were a lot of people asking, what do I do about my eyes? And so the folks at New Vitality came up with Lumitone. Lumatone. You rub a dab of Lumitone around your eye area, and it reduces the look of dark circles instantly. And this is an all-natural product. It had a lot of volunteers that tested this thing, and they came up with an increased or improved appearance, 43% in just a couple of weeks. Lumitone fades dark circles instantly, and again, this is with all-natural ingredients. It's derived actually from a soft, silky powder. It's not greasy. It's not oily, Jennifer. It's not like other creams. Not at all like other creams. So here's how you get your first free bottle of something that will take care of the wrinkles, the puffiness, all that stuff that you, at this time of day, probably notice most, or at the end of the day when you're tired. It's called Lumitone, and you get a free bottle by calling 800-894-3302. Simple, easy, straightforward. Before you make any appointments to go through harsh treatments, call this. It's free. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Again, for Lumitone, dark circles fading away instantly. You'll love it. 800-894-3302. The day and the night and the next day, we're upon a new day. That is interesting that Apple pulled an anti-gay app after 150,000
really?
People signed a petition demanding it be removed from the App Store. You'd have thought they'd have been a little more sensitive, if you will. It was called the Gay Cure app from Exodus International, no longer available. Good. 59 past the hour on Good Day.